Welcome to Big Preach Podcast with Paul B. Thomas today. My subject is Jesus, the Word of God. John chapter 1 verse 1 tells me, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." Verse 14 tells us, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus, the Word of God. Another version tells me, "He was the same as God." The original Greek tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God was the Word." What God was, and the Word is God. The Word is God and was God. God has always been. God has never been without his Word. God and his Word are one. Can a man be separated from his Word? The church has tried to tell us that the Word and God are separate persons. But may I ask this question again? Can a being, a human being, a man, any man, be separate from his Word? In fact, you will hear the statement made that a man is only as good as his Word. Why do we say that? Because the Word comes from a man's spirit. The words you speak is your heart talking, your soul speaking, your spirit telling somebody something that they need to know. A man is only as good as his Word. Your Word comes from your spirit, and the same with God. The Spirit and the Word, the Bible tells me, are one. In other words, what God was, the Word was. And what God is, the Word is. Can a man be separated from his Word? Well, there will be many, as I said, who will tell us that the Word is a separate person from God. But upon close inspection, we can see differently. The word anthropos is the Greek word for person, whereas logos is not a Greek word for person, but logos actually means the mind, the will, and the intelligence. Mind, will, and intelligence. Let me ask you, has God ever been without his own mind, his own will, his own intelligence? God hasn't got to have another speak for him. God hasn't got to have another talk for him. God hasn't got to have another think for him, and God hasn't got to have another create a world for him. God hasn't got to have another go die and save everybody for him. No, God became flesh. That's what scripture teaches us. God became flesh and dwelt among us. He gave himself. He gave himself as a son. Oh, I like to say that only God can beget himself. He can beget himself into a son. God became like one of us, so we could become one like him. Jesus came to show us an example, a way to communicate, or a way to relate to God. He was still God. God can never cease being God. But he came to show us how to connect, how to speak, how to relate to this being which no man can see. Hence, he came as a son, but he was still God. Jesus came to show us, in return, that as living epistles, we are to submit our speech, we are to submit our logos, we are to submit our thought, we are to submit our intelligence, our minds, to God, to the Spirit, and to his Word. That's why he prayed in the days of his flesh. It was a submission, a humiliation, a submitting of the flesh to the Spirit. Now we can understand why God became flesh. Now we can see why we should pray like Jesus, and that the Word and God are the same. When we pray to God. We do not wake up and think, wow, shall I pray to the Father, or shall I pray to the Son, or shall I pray to the Holy Ghost? No. We are to pray to one. One Father of us all, who is in us all, the Spirit, God is spirit, and that spirit took on flesh, and we know him because he appeared as Jesus Christ. He came as a son to show us how to connect to him, the Father. Any good father would show a son how to do it. He did. God bless you. This is Paul B. Thomas, Sermon Breakers. Have a great day.